ASB.org or our Facebook page for updates. And thank you so much for your support of WEFT Champaign.
Welcome to See You at the Show. This is Eric Schacht.
And Linda Evans. And we're on our fourth week.
Fourth post-COVID.
Yeah. Obviously we've been doing this more than 4 weeks, but it's the fourth week of shelter in place. But we are still going on. There's still things going on, and there's still songs being sung and theater being done in different ways. As we showed on our Facebook page for the station, we had It's a Wonderful Life.
You're right. It was a big week for the show going on.
So people are still doing things, and the virus isn't going to keep us down. It's just in different ways.
Yes. And that is a really uplifting thing to see what's happening via social media, to see, and now even our community with the station is thinking like, okay, what if we have to do this for a while? How are we going to be a theater company and bring content forth? And Ed Pierce's Wonderful Life was a great example of how that can work.
Right. Everybody's kind of having to think outside the box a little bit and figuring things out with new technology and different ideas. We're all figuring it out.
So we're going to keep doing our part to both use the Facebook page as much as we can to highlight events and people who are doing things, but that's also who we're going to bring on the show. And so if you have any ideas of content or of artists who are doing things or just putting out music, we want to know about it. All right, well, we've got a great show coming up for you today.
Some of the people that we've been asking to be on the show lately, since we don't have any theater going on, are people who are creating content in different ways. And so today we have Kara Morisi, and she's been posting songs to Facebook. Hi, Kara.
Hello, thanks for having me.
Yeah, we're so excited to have you. Kara's a friend of mine, and I love her, and I love her singing. And so I asked if she would come on to sing a few songs for us. So Kara, you work at King Elementary School as a music teacher, correct?
Yes, I teach mostly music, and then I teach a little bit of dance and a little bit of drama. So,
and also, people who are fans of the station theater have probably seen Kara in multiple shows at the station. The last show you were in at the station was Farinelli and the King, and everybody loved you in that. And
yes, you were the queen.
What are you going to sing for us today?
Well, I thought I would pull out some of my favorite old school Broadway songs. When you talked to me about coming on the show, I realized that I am so far behind the times about what is current on Broadway that I was just going to go way, way back into some of the early stuff, like from the 50s and 60s. So I thought I'd start with a piece called A Quiet Thing, and it comes from a musical called Flora and the Menace.
Oh, wow, I've never heard of that before.
Had not heard of it and hadn't seen it, but it's such a beautiful song, and so more people should know it.
Yay.
And hear it.
And they will after today, so this is exciting.
Well, and I'm going to give a little disclaimer, and that is that usually when I sing this kind of music, I don't accompany myself. I usually would prefer to have somebody play for me, and so this is a new and exciting challenge.
And that's just part of the era of being sheltered, is you have to learn how to do things on your own that normally you rely on other people for. So
exactly. So here we are. So should I go ahead and do this first song for you?
Yeah.
Can't wait.
Okay, this is called A Quiet Thing.
When it all comes true, just the way you planned, it's funny, but the bells don't ring. It it's a quiet thing. When you hold the world in your trembling hand, you think you'd hear a choir sing. It's a quiet thing. There are no exploding fireworks. Where's the roaring of the crowd? Maybe it's a strange new atmosphere way up here among the clouds. But I don't hear the drums. I don't hear the band. The sounds you think such moments bring. Happiness comes in on tiptoe. It's a quiet game.
Wow, that was beautiful.
Really beautiful.
Thank you.
Watching you perform that on the Zoom like we're doing, it just makes me kind of envious of somebody who's that musically talented to be alone and yet to be able to make something that beautiful happen. So
that's really
magical.
Yeah, definitely. And how did you find this song? Do you go to a website or?
Actually, it was, it's kind of a, you know, a long, sad story, but I guess about 12 years ago or so, I was considering really trying to make a go of theater, and I was considering moving to Chicago. So I was doing a lot of auditioning, and I was driving back and forth. And this was a song that came in an anthology that I ordered. I was looking for lots of different material for different types of roles. And I used this song. It actually got me some parts. So that was really cool, but I ended up sticking around after all. And I'm glad I did in the end. You know, there's so many wonderful opportunities here and I could still be more present with my kids. But there's always that little thought in the back of my head that, you know, once they're grown and doing their thing, that who knows what'll happen. So
we're so lucky that you stuck around for this time. It's been so wonderful to see you in so many shows, and you also write your own music.
I have an album that is done, that's just sort of waiting to be released, and we were supposed to actually have a listening party next Friday night. Which we'll have to postpone because it's not the same if we're all just, you know, listening to it over little tiny speakers. So once this whole thing is over, I can't wait to get this album out to the world. I'm really excited for people to hear it.
If people want to see your original content, your original music, where can they go?
So I have a Facebook page under my artist name, which is Linnea Crux. And you can get to it from my regular Facebook page. And you can also go to my Bandcamp. It's Bandcamp, LinneaCrux@Bandcamp.com. And there are some singles up there, but not the finished mixed songs yet. It's being mastered. And once it's mastered, then, you know, I'll submit it for publication. And then you'll be able to find it on Spotify and iTunes and all those wonderful places. But for now, you can just go to Linnea Crux and find it there.
You recorded locally at?
Yes, at Perennial Sound Studio with Ryan Groff.
Mm-hmm.
And Ryan and I were sort of like a two-man band. So I did a lot of the keyboard and I did all the vocals, and then Ryan played all the other instruments that I couldn't play. So there's a lot of him playing guitar, bass. There's even some Ryan drumming. And lots of electronic instruments and acoustic as well. So it was a really exciting project, and I can't wait to start on the next one.
Great. Right now you are teaching online for your kids?
I've been, this past 2 weeks, I've been creating content and a brand new website for my school. And starting tomorrow, we are officially online learning. So at starting tomorrow, the kids will actually be accountable for turning in work and engaging with our lessons. So I'm really curious how it's going to go. I've been, I've got everything on my school website, and I just have to push publish tomorrow morning. And I'm really curious to see how many kids are going to engage. I know they passed out lots and lots of Chromebooks on Friday so that kids that didn't have devices at home could get to do their schoolwork. And they're going to do some more on Tuesday. So we'll see. This is uncharted waters for us.
Yeah. Well,
I'm very impressed with the Urbana School District's Fine Arts Distant Learning page. So I don't know, I guess you're going to be launching something to supplement this, but compared to what Champaign is doing, which is not that much yet, I really think that the content on here and broken down into arts and dance and music, and then so many different links based on age and grade, and I'm very impressed. Have you been part of putting this together?
Yes, I have. I mean, I can't say that I was the mastermind behind it. That's one of our wonderful colleagues. His name's Justin DePaulis Metz, and he's like me. He teaches dance, drama, and music at Wiley. And he's new to our district, but not new to teaching. And he created the format and the site, and then reached out to us to help contribute content. So the plan, I've contributed a few dance and drama things because there are more music teachers than there are dance and drama teachers. So I put a few things up there, and then the plan going forward is that each week, each of us will contribute a new lesson to the site, so it'll continue to grow. And there's already hours and hours worth of stuff on there. So
right.
It is saying they're bored. They haven't looked hard enough.
Right. So how do you give them feedback? And do you do a Zoom session, or do they just go and look at the recorded content that you do and then email you if they have questions, or how do you communicate?
That's a great question, and one that I feel like we could streamline even more. But for now, what's happening is most teachers are using some kind of online platform. The upper levels are using Google Classroom. Some of the lower levels are using, and when I say lower level, I mean primary, like K-2, and then upper would be 3-5, because I'm doing elementary only. I don't teach at the middle school, but the primary levels are using things like Seesaw or Class Dojo. And so what I'm doing then is putting an assignment on each of the teachers' individual platforms, linking to my site or to the Urbana Fine Arts site, depending on which lesson I'd like them to do. And then the students are supposed to either comment back, take a picture of something they've done and send that as a comment, or they can email. So it's a little extra work for me because I have 9 different classes that I'm teaching currently. So I have to go on, you know, each individual teacher's site, but it's basically just, you know, sending out a link, and I think as we do it, we're going to get faster and faster at it too. The hardest part is really streamlining the lessons, because the recommended times for learning are so short, and then making sure that it's engaging and then something that they can do, because materials are not equitable in every household. You know, some right. kids aren't have. So we're trying to think of things that any kid can do, even if they don't have any special musical instruments or equipment.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's interesting that this period of isolation and sequestering maybe is making kids hungrier to have educational content. I know my son is just like, when are they going to put stuff up there for me to do? No, I think we could have a whole new era of hungry to learn children out there. And to be able to do art sort of work is going to be, I think, very exciting, very interesting, and parents will welcome it too.
Yeah, and I really hope too that this will create an excitement when we are back in the classroom, that kids will realize like, oh wow, you know, I really do miss that contact with my teacher, with mm-hmm. my classmates. I think it's gonna create an appreciation. And yeah. A lot of what I teach is social emotional. I mean, music, arts, it's so connected. It's all about, you know, being together and creating something and emotion. And so, yeah, I think all the things you said, And I can't imagine this time period without the arts. I mean, it would just be awful.
Yeah.
Did you catch any of Wonderful Life on last night on the station?
Yeah, website? I did. And I didn't get to finish it. So I'm hoping it's still up there so I can watch the rest.
It is. Well, yeah. And Linda and I have been talking about how the theater companies can use formats like that and try to find content like that to bring to people, because obviously one thing that we could see last night just looking at the comments and the extensive, I mean, people were viewing that who have from outside of Champaign, like all over the world, even through the viewing parties that different people had set up. And I think it just shows that not just locally but everywhere there's a hunger for theater and a desperation maybe even. So when artists like you can bring any sort of music to the world, do it, because we need it. And speaking of that, how about you send in some clowns for us or something and sing us another song?
Yeah. How about I do something a little little more upbeat, I guess. I mean, they're all kind of ballads, but I thought I would sing I'll Know from Guys and Dolls.
Oh, fun.
This is a role and a show that I've always loved. I got to play Sarah Brown when I was 20 years old, and it's always been really dear to my heart. So I just love this song. I love this musical, and yeah, so hopefully I don't mess it up. Here we go.
Excellent.
Some fly by night Broadway romance. Oh, by his calm, steady voice, both feet on the ground. Oh, as I run to his arms, that at last I've come home safe and sound. Until then, I shall.
Beautiful.
Thanks, Kara.
It's your ears out.
Eric, do you remember? Because Guys and Dolls was supposed to be a CUTC show this year, right?
Yeah, auditions were supposed to be happening pretty much right now. Mallory Sellers is going to direct it, and I don't know. They haven't said what's happening with that official.
When we talked to Cheryl, was it just last week?
No, 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago. Didn't she say at this point they're still hoping to postpone? Not.
Yeah, right. They were hoping to push it back so that they would have their two, the Kathy Murphy production and that production, like both being maybe right around the beginning of August, like butting up against each other. Because they do, I think they just do like 4 day consecutive runs or something like that. So hopefully it will still go. I mean, that's a beautiful teaser song that we just got for it. So I would maybe like to post one of these on our Facebook page. And so do you have another song you could do? And then I'm going to kind of switch the recording so that it's just focused on you, so our viewers won't have to look at the hosts reacting to your music.
Sure. I was gonna do Sending the Clowns, so I could do that one.
That would be great. All right.
So I do want to tell you just a brief little story about this one, because this is a song that I was introduced to way before I understood what this song was about. I was in seventh grade, so I would have been 12, I think. And my voice teacher said, you know, this song would be really great for your voice. And so I had to read about it, you know, and it's like, oh, it's about these two people that never really quite made it to, you know, have the relationship they wanted to have. It's like, I was 12. I didn't, you know, really [S2] Right. [S1] Get it at the time. But I ended up singing it for a talent show at my middle school. And I was so self-conscious about it because, you know, all the girls were doing these lip-syncing things and these cheers and these dance. I felt like this weirdo, like singing this old person song, you know? But it was one of those moments where I realized that, like, I wanted to quit. Like, I wanted to not do it. And then I ended up singing it. And of course, all the teachers were like, oh, that was so beautiful. And I'm like, yeah, but I want the cheerleaders to like me too.
Who doesn't?
Right? And later, you know, it was kind of a big life lesson for me. With my dad had a long talk with me about not giving up and how everyone has different gifts and different talents. And that was a big turning point for me to be able to stand up in front of a school and sing a song that none of my friends got or knew, but knew that I could do something kind of cool. So anyway, that's my awkward 12-year-old.
Okay, well let's imagine that there are lots of cheerleaders tuning in, and let's
and
see
that they
what
love
you,
it. I love
and
that.
That they love it.
And how awesome to learn that at such a young age.
Right.
Your dad sounds really special. That's great.
Yeah.
All right, send in the clowns.
Here we go.
Isn't it rich? Are we a pair? Me here at last on the ground, you me there. Send in the clouds. Isn't it bliss? Don't you approve? One who keeps staring around, one who can move. Where are the clouds? Send in the clouds. Just when I thought opening doors, finally knowing the one that I wanted was yours, making my entrance again with my usual flair. Sure of my life, no one is there. Don't you love farce? My fault, I fear. What I want. Sorry, my dear. But where are the clouds? Quit extending the cloud. Isn't it rich? Isn't it queer? Losing my timing this late in my career. And where are the clouds? There are to be clouds. Well, maybe next year.
I love that. Thank you. When I was 12, I used to listen to that song all the time because it was one of my mom's favorite songs. So that was really special to hear you sing that.
Thank you. I missed a section, but whatever.
You're not supposed to tell all that.
Don't confess to that.
I don't know. There's something about that piece. And I had a best friend. I had a theater friend that I met actually the summer I turned 13. We were in Sound of Music together. He played Kurt and I played Brigitta. And nice. I know, and we became best friends. And in high school, we tried to date, but he went to a different school. We lived a half an hour away. And it was one of those things where it was like, we both felt things for each other, but we were confused and didn't, And he kind of said at one point that this was sort of our song because we just were always sort of missing each other's cues. And he was kind of one of those that I'm like, gosh, I wonder what if,
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But he is still doing theater as well. And he actually is in charge of the Orpheum in my hometown. So it's kind of cool. He has a really cool job. He gets to see all the cool, traveling companies that come through. And
oh, neat.
Well, yeah. You'll have to tell him to tune in on worldwide on WFT.org, and you can hear you serenading him from
Norway.
The 13-year-old Kara comes out and one last time. This was a real treat for you to join us. Thank you so much, Kara.
Oh, this really meant so much to me. I haven't been able to do a musical here in town in such a long time. So I'm hoping that will change soon.
But were you going to audition for anything coming up?
I was definitely thinking that this summer I would love to. Just summer is just really great because I'm not, teaching, and then if I'm staying up late, it's not as rough, the next day. So who knows? Things sort of open up and we're able to do stuff again. I'd love to audition for anything.
Well, great. Well, thank you so much for being on the show, and I'm sure we'll have you on again. If you could tell us your website again for people to go and listen to your music.
Absolutely. Go to my Facebook page, Linnea Crux, LINEACRUX, and you can go to LinneaCrux.bandcamp.com. And find stuff there. And I do have a single out on iTunes and Spotify already, and YouTube. So the album should be out any day now.
Great.
That's really great. And I'll put anybody who's listening, you can go to See You at the Show Facebook page, and I'll have links to everything that Kara just mentioned, so you can track down more of her and her beautiful work.
Oh, thanks so much.
But thank you, Kara. Have a great day.
You are listening to WEFT Champaign 90.1 FM. We are streaming online at weft.org. And you can go to our website to find out lots of things happening, including COVID-19 updates, different health tips, closings, and of course, everything you need to know about WEFT. Programming at WEFT is brought to you in part by Common Ground Food Co-op. Due to the drastic nature of the COVID-19 pandemic, Common Ground is making some changes to their hours and to their departments, which will affect shoppers. For more information, please visit commonground.coop. Throughout this health emergency, please remember that we're all in this together, and we will